Hey guys, long time no podcast. I know, right? It's been for like ever since the last podcast. And that's because a whole lot has been happening. A whole lot. I'm sure you'll be like, okay, there she goes again with all of the excuses. But it is what it is, right? I was down with the flu as well. In fact, I battled the flu for almost 3 weeks to the point that I lost my voice completely. I could barely speak for days. And that really hurt so much. I was devastated because you know how much, you know, my voice means to me. Voiceovers, recording the podcasts, you know, singing and all that. And thankfully, my voice decided to come back yesterday. So for the first time in almost 3 weeks, my voice was crystal clear yesterday. In fact, I had to do a video and then I posted on my WhatsApp status. Alrighty, of course, I am Lady Vava and welcome to my podcast, which is Lifestyle with Lady Vava. The last time we were here, we actually did the Niger Top 10 Hit Songs. And that was a volume 3. And yes, it has been buzzing. Interestingly, the views have been going up. We are now in Jamaica and Mexico, aka Mexico. I want to say thank you so much for the support, even if I've been off the grid for like, what, over a month or thereabouts. But hey, I am here, I am back, and I am better. And God, it feels so good to be back. And I miss y'all so much. So today's topic made me actually, you know, do this recording today. The plan was to heal completely. You know, I just don't want to strain my voice. But the moment my friends realized that my voice was back and almost better, they were like, you know what, you got to do this. Because this has been a conversation we've had over the weeks and months and all that. And they just wanted me to talk about it. This is how much they trust my listeners, you know, to drop their 2 cents. Exactly. And in true fashion, I'm going to go on a very short break. And when I come back, I'll put a topic out there. Because I think I'm still trying to put the topic in a way that everyone would understand. Like, you know how it is, sometimes putting out topics can be pretty hard. You have it in your head, but you have to be able to you know, to make even the layman understand what you're talking about. And so while I go on this break, I would do my last minute thoughts and then I would introduce the topic. And as usual, you can drop your 2 cents, you can drop your thoughts via the voice messages. So I'll be right back after this very short break. Do not go nowhere. Lifestyle with Lady Vava. Welcome back. And before I went on the very short break, I was telling you all about how I battled with the flu for almost 3 weeks. And I lost my voice completely. My voice decided to come back yesterday. And I was in a celebratory mood for real, for real. And here I am, hale and hearty, and still on the road to recovery anyways. But of course, I am better today than I was last week and last 2 weeks. So yes. And also, I talked about how it was a bit of a struggle putting the topic together. This is my first time of having that sort of struggle. And that is because this is more culture sensitive. And I'm just going to put this out there. I don't want anyone thinking I am throwing jabs at their culture. Neither do I want anyone thinking I am throwing jabs at them directly. Because this might come in the wake of, you know, an event that happened just like a couple of weeks ago. But because of pressure from my friends anyways, because they truly trust my listeners so much and your thoughts and opinions. They felt, okay, they don't want to believe or just assume they're overthinking things. They want to be sure other people feel the same way they do. And I feel other people feel the same way they do, for real, because I feel the same way too. I feel the same way too, you know. But you know, my podcast is not about imposing. I just put it out there. And I also love to hear your thoughts about the topic. Alrighty. So while I went on the very short break, I was able to come up with a topic. And it goes thus. extortion in the name of Asherebi. I'm going to say that again. Extortion in the name of Asherebi. Of course, Asherebi rings a ding, and it's, I mean, it hits home, right? Everyone knows Asherebi, but for the sake of those who are non-Nigerians and non-Africans, I'm going to give a short definition of what Asherebi is. Asherebi is a unique fabric worn in special ceremonies by family members and friends to symbolize unity and support. Culturally, it originated from the Yorubas in the western part of Nigeria. Asherebi, spelled separately sometimes and sometimes, you know, spelled together, and Asherebi in Sierra Leone and the Gambia, is a uniform dress or dressing coat slash style that is traditionally worn by Yorubas and then some other African cultures, pardon me, as an indicator of cooperation and solidarity during ceremonies, events, and festivities. I'm sure we all know what that means, right? You know how you have to go for a wedding, a party, a naming ceremony, and all that, and there's a uniform out there. It could be, it come in the form of lace, Ankara, Adire, and all that, and more people feel like, oh, let's put it this way, the culture states that, you know, it symbolizes unity, and that is where you can identify your true family members, extended family, and your friends, right? Asherebi was a thing from the outset. I mean, I grew up hearing about Asherebi, and I know the excitement people had then growing up. Whenever there was a party coming up and no one is talking Asherebi, people would literally like, oh, yo, what's up? And then sometimes some, you know, little sects here and there decide to like form their own. Okay, this is from maybe the husband's side. Let's take a wedding ceremony, right? This is from the husband's side. This is from the husband's sister's husband's side. You know, and then you see them, and it's always so beautiful. Like looking at them in parties, you just see all manner of African prints. Beautiful, colorful, and it just adds color, you know, to weddings. And it just, it shows that wedding or party or whatever it is, you know, people there are in tandem with, you know, everything the couple stand for, right? But I don't know these days though. I may be wrong, but the fact that a lot of people kind of like, they are also thinking the same thing, it's getting pretty worrisome, because it must seem as though a lot of people are now using Asherebi as a leeway to extort money from people. I'm going to take an example. Yeah, it's one of my girlfriends. We're having a conversation, and she was pretty upset. You know, she called me on the phone. I'm like, what happened? And she said one of her best friends, I mean, they've been friends since high school, and all through university and all that, my friend is single, and then her friend of course was getting married, and the friend actually, he was living in Lagos State before, relocated to Abuja because of work, and obviously that was where she met her fiance, and then she was having her wedding party and all that, and of course, the Asherebi thing came up. My friend was excited. I mean, I remember when she sent the picture to me. I'm like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. And the Asherebi was pegged at 80,000 naira. Okay, that is for the Asherebi. And then the ghillie was pegged at 15,000 naira, thereabout. And my friend was like, okay, that's not a problem. Now, my friend thought about the fact that she's going to like pay for her flight ticket to Abuja to and fro, pay for a hotel. Her friend was not going to do any one of that. She's going to buy gifts and spray the friend. And she thought about 80 grand for Asherebi, for a cloth I may never wear again. Now, buying the Asherebi is not even the problem. The major issue is the making of these styles. You know how Nigerian artists, fashion designers, sorry, pardon me. Yes, the artists as well, of course, because they're very creative. How they have, like, oh my God, they have gone above and beyond in the creative world, and you see how the churn are like the beautiful styles, they're looking more avant-garde, you know, gorgeous. And you know those things don't come cheap, because there's the illustration first, and then there's the putting together this material to achieve that illustration. And then you end up paying your designer like 60 grand to 70 grand to make those beautiful out of the world style. Sometimes you even pay 100 grand to make that, because they use a lot of, they could use sequins, they could use applique, they could, you know, this is a handmade, handcrafted, and then, you know, all the beautiful, there might be embroidery at some part with all of the stones. You know how these things don't come cheap. And then when you calculate the money in which you used in buying the material and the one you get used to make it, then you're thinking of the flight ticket to Abuja, your hotel bills, and, you know, feeding and all that. Sweetheart, you might go bankrupt, you know, for just a day's ceremony. And then, according to her, she told her friend, like, girl, I don't know, there's a bit of a confusion. Why is this, I should be 80 grand. Okay, is there a possibility I go get a material myself, because I know where I can get it cheaper? And her friend took offense. Like, it was so bad to the point that her friend literally called her jealous. Like, oh, after all, you're still single, I got a man, and you're jealous of me, and you want to sabotage my wedding. And that caused a serious rift to the point that till date they did not talk. So what my friend did was, out of anger, she did not care for that. Maybe she did not even buy it. She just packaged the money, like, I think like 100 grand or thereabout, and then sent it to her friend. Like, this is from me to you. Have a nice life. And that is it. And I ask again, does it have to get to the point where friendships are being ruined? You know, trusts are being broken, because most times when you decide to go on your own to get these materials, you'll find it at a ridiculously affordable price. And then this ashebi, your friends or family members or whoever is having the party, is selling it at 5 times or more the original price. And then most times they tell you, oh, we want to buy it in bulk. We don't want you, you might go there and get something different. And then you're wondering, like, it's just ashebi, right? Give me the sample, I'll go get it. And then all of a sudden, you become the enemy. Now, I was having this conversation, I'm going to say this again, with some of my friends, and they said they realized that a lot of people are now using it as a form of extortion. Because how insensitive can you be? Your friends are still going to buy the gift, they're still going to make the clothes, they're still going to spray you. You know, they'll be there to support you in one way or the other, even if the wedding is in the same city as, you know, the attendee. There are a lot of expenses that go there. Like, whenever I don't love attending weddings. I mean, I know I've stayed there this a billion and one times. So, I mean, you can catch me in the reception, you know, party and all that. That's not an issue. And then in my family house, I have boxes and boxes and boxes of ashebis that I've not even made. I'm not a fan of traditional wares. I mean, it's not as if I have anything against it. I love to see it on people, but sometimes it's just too much work for me to just be stuck in that. It's just not my thing. I've never really been a fan of ashebis, tradawares, and all that. But what I do is I always support. Oh, you want, you're selling this clothes to me? Not a problem. I'll support and buy. And at the end of the day, I'm stuck, you know, padding it up, and they just, you know, in some boxes in my family house, just there looking like no one is using it. Because I know that, let's assume, okay, I may have made one or two or three of them, of course, like my sister's wedding, tried a wedding I had to make and all that. But one thing for sure I can assure is after that, I never wore it. And it's always the case with most of these ashebis. Now, talk about girls who have multiple friends, so many friends. Imagine you have 5 friends who are getting married within a space of 3 months, and each ashebi, maybe the least is like 50 grand. Go figure. I was telling a friend, I have bought an ashebi worth over 300 grand. Yes, it was a very lit wedding. And of course, the bride was my friend, you know, and she's from a rich home. She was also married into a rich home. And the souvenirs were lit. And like, okay, you're like, okay, fine, I knew that the souvenirs lived up to the money spent on the ashebi. But I ended up not making the clothes because I'm like, I know that I don't want to wear this. But she knew I paid for it and all that. And some people will give the excuse of, hello, hi, the souvenirs you're getting, like the souvenirs, sometimes are even bigger than the amount you paid for the ashebi. And truth be told, most times the souvenirs are not even up to nada. You get low quality souvenirs and you ask yourself. But this is how it works for me when I go for weddings to support my friend. I don't even go there with the hopes of getting souvenirs that would wow me and all that. I'm just doing it to support you. The only time I might have a problem with you is when you are entitled and you want to enforce and you want to be bullish about it. That is when I'll have a major problem with you. Exactly. After all, that's some weddings we go, we don't even eat. Because what is a Nigerian wedding when food or meat doesn't finish? Even if they kill, they slaughter like 10 cows, somehow they'll tell you meat has finished. So imagine you paid so much for ashebi. You've spent like almost 300 grand and all that. And then you go there, you don't eat. That is why I always tell my friends, before I leave my home for any wedding, I make sure I take care of myself. I eat properly. I have my drinks in my car because I'm just going there to support and I'm not going there to eat. But hey, we're different. People want to go and enjoy themselves. It's a wedding ceremony, for God's sakes. You understand me? It's not as if we cannot or they cannot afford the drinks and the food. It is a celebration, you know, worth celebrating. So why would I pay all that amount on ashebi? And I go to the wedding and then the next day, like, food is finished. Girl, bye. Alrighty, I'm going to go on a very short break again. And when I come back, we'll round this off. And I'll just put my thought out there. I'm not imposing as usual. And then I would really love to hear from you. Is this some sort of extortion scheme? I don't want to use like the word scam. That would be enriching. But I want to say, is it a form of extortion scheme? Or do these people really mean well? Are they that insensitive to especially the economic situation of the country? Or they don't care? Hold your thoughts. Because I'll be right back after this break. Are you looking for that meal to surprise your loved ones with without breaking the bank? Are you looking for that special meal that would get your taste buds excited? Look no further, as Vavalicious Kitchen has got you covered. Call 0703-242-4488. Vavalicious Kitchen, food for your soul. Alrighty, welcome back. And of course, we're talking about ashebi. And the question goes again, is it a form of extortion? I've heard people say that most brides use it as a form to garner as much money as they can to support your family after the whole wedding ceremony. In fact, I've seen husbands, as in the way they take it so personally. I've seen a man go about in his office selling ashebi to his colleagues. And it was kind of appalling because he became aggressive. He became malicious. And the colleagues were like, bruh, take it easy. Jesus Christ is Lord. And there's some people like me that don't even like ashebi as well. Some really couldn't care less, you know. And then sometimes we do this just to support you. But when you come with all of that entitlement and all that, that's when I'm going to have a problem. Now, there was a story of a girl who literally scammed her friends. She lied that she was going to get married. And she sold ashebi worth 60 grand. And all of her friends supported her. In fact, she pressured them. She fought them. She gave attitude. She did everything. And the only for them to realize, she didn't even have a man, let alone, oh my God, to fix a date for a wedding. And she's been on the run. So I just think people are taking the piece right now. I've always told my people, my wedding is going to be an all-white wedding. My tribal wear, I can as well just walk in a pantsuit. Life no hard now. Like, it's just a wedding, right? At the end of the day, the most important thing is the marriage in itself. You know, how you make it work, how you invite God, how you make God your pillar. It's not about all the showcase and fashion. The painful part is I heard of an Ashebi that they paid $850,000. And I don't think that wedding lasted up to 6 months. And the people were so upset because they were like, what? We spent almost $1 million. Okay, if you want to add the making of the clothes and all that, we spent over $1 million, you know? And then you trying to tell us the wedding did not last. Like, after 6 months, it packed up. Like, girl, bye, boy, bye. So I think this new brides-to-be and grooms-to-be should just take it easy. Pump on the brakes. The economic situation of the country is not even helping at all. Like, it's not. People bring ashebi to you with the most ridiculous prices ever. And you know you have a lot to do with money at that point. And you're trying to explain to them, they're getting bitter and angry about it. Like, seriously? No, seriously, we need to slow down. People don't have pots in their house where they go pick money, or they have a tree at the backyard, you know, or on a gazebo where they pluck money. They should know that we're all in the situation together. Everyone has one thing or the other. People have families to feed. People have projects they need to run. People have bills they need to pay. No one came to this life to buy your ashebi. And please, when you are like putting out ashebi, be considerate with your price. And if someone tells you calmly, oh, I cannot afford it for now, don't take it personally. Not everyone is a hater. People have real life issues. People are struggling with stuff. Some people are struggling to eat. So the world doesn't revolve around you. Now, seriously, I'm taking this personally because I've had experiences where at that point, I had so much I was doing with money, like so damn much. In fact, I was spending millions on stuff. I was running a course online and all that. And this ashebi thing came up. And I'm like, I got to be upfront with you. Hopefully before the wedding, you know, this project I'm working on, they pay me for the project. I will gladly do that. But see, I've just done this. I've just paid my bills. I've just paid my rent. I've just done. And I was as calm and as sweet as can be. And that person till tomorrow isn't talking to me. In fact, at some point, yeah, like 2 weeks to the wedding, I have the money. And I was trying to reach out to the person. That, okay, fine, I'm ready to pay. Can you send the account details? This person literally ignored me. Like, the person was so bitter. And I'm like, wait, whoa. I remember I dropped one or two messages for the person. The person was just so angry and bitter. Only for the person to send me a message a few days to the wedding that the person was like, I least expected this from me. For someone else, I would understand. But not from, like, excuse you. I even tried to say, make I pay. But because you were so bitter, you were blinded with so much bitterness and bile that you did not see the fact that I was requesting for your account. And I was really upset. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Even let's assume the person even said, okay, fine, or sends it. I would not do it because you can't be entitled to my money. You don't know how hard I work for that money. And if I decide not to buy ashebi, there's nothing, absolutely nothing you can do about it. So please, you all, be nice to your friends, be nice to your family members. You don't have to go buy those super expensive lists. I mean, except if you are friends with them senators' kids or the senators and other politicians that are eating the Niger money. Maybe you can just put your ashebi at 5 million. Of course, they will gladly buy. And trust me, those guys don't care for ashebi. They would not even buy you ashebi. The best they will do is they will come spray you. They'll package the money for you. So don't carry your bitterness and chase potential destiny helpers, people that will change your life for good. Life, there's more to life than just a mere ashebi. It is a Yoruba culture that every other tribe has adopted. But now I see a lot of abuse. Let's go back to the status quo. Let's go back to the origin. Let's go back to how it was before, where there was no so much pressure. Social media is not even helping matters at all. Every bride wants to outdo the other bride. Oh my God, my ashebi is the prettiest or is the most expensive. Look at Don Jazzy. Don Jazzy, when he went to bury his mother, he gave every of his friends the ashebi for free. Guess what? He wasn't admitted in the ICU. He did not drop dead. He did not hold his heart in slump. So what is wrong in you buying the ashebi and giving it out to your friends for free? Their presence alone is a freaking big deal. People are busy. People have real life issues. People don't just throw away their time. So the fact that they've taken out their time to attend your event should be a big deal. Appreciate it. So there's absolutely nothing wrong in buying the ashebi and giving it to them. They say, okay, go make whatever style you want to make and come and be happy. And at the end of the day, the question is, must you even do ashebi? Is it a must? So many weddings have happened without Asha-Ebi, and guess what? They're living the life, they're enjoying their marriages. Life is way, way beyond just the parties and the colorful Asha-Ebis. There's still the life after the ceremony. There's the actual real life where you have to take care of your family, take care of your home front, and there must be the God factor. It is not Asha-Ebi factor, my darling. You know? And now Nigerians have made it so funny and weird that they do Asha-Ebi for everything. For birthdays, there's Asha-Ebi. For naming ceremony, there's Asha-Ebi. For dedication, there's Asha-Ebi. For what again? It might just be, oh, a little sitting, there's Asha-Ebi. Oh, want to have a drink, there's Asha-Ebi. You guys have Asha-Ebi for every damn thing. Y'all should slow down. So I ask again, do you think it's a form of extortion? Because people are really, really concerned. People are irritated. People are angry. Don't do that. Then this goes especially to the brides. Please, your friends who have been there for you for like ever, they will still do their hair. You know how hair is they'll pay for makeup artists. They'll package gifts for you. They'll spray you. They'll do this. They'll do that. And then you're putting the Asha-Ebi at ridiculous prices. Please make your Asha-Ebi affordable. If you must have Asha-Ebi, make it affordable. Don't let people get bitter, you know, bitter with you and angry for no, just because of Asha-Ebi. Don't let Asha-Ebi be the cause of your rift with your friends. I beg of you. Jesus Christ, life should have been that hard. I mean, Nigeria is crazy enough. Do not make Asha-Ebi another thing that will make people go into depression. Sleep into depression. And that is why I love me, honey. Once I can, I can. Once I cannot, I cannot. End of story, period. More so, I have boxes of unmade Asha-Ebis there. Like, beautiful. And maybe when I feel like, or I just, okay, I just want to play around in a trouser wear, I could just go there and do my thing. Do not pressure people, please. Don't make people go borrow because of your wedding, and after which you are in your husband's house or you are with your wife, and then they're struggling to pay back the loan they got just to make you happy. We got to be each other's keeper. We got to be nice to each other. Don't make Asha-Ebi put asunder to that friendship of over 20 years. Please, it is not worth it. It is just a dress. It is just a material. It is just a print. So move on. Exactly. Don't be mad at that friend who cannot afford at that point. Alrighty, so this is where I call it a WRAP. I'm very sure you felt the emotions in my voice, and that is because I think I may have lost one or two friends. And I ask again, were they really my friends? And do I really care? Hail to the Nini now because of Asha-Ebi. And the painful part is I packaged stuff for them. Yes. I still packaged the money for them and sent to them. Yes. And not little money, honey. So that is to tell you that some of us don't really care for Asha-Ebi. We just buy because we want to support you. These are dresses we may never wear again. I, for one, don't wear trouser wears. And I don't like wearing clothes where a billion and one more other people have the same material. That is just me. So, yes, be nice. Alrighty, so this is where we come to the end of today's podcast. And I just want to hear your thoughts, though. What do you think? Is it now the form of, like, extortion? Do friends trying to extort friends or family members? All in the name of Asha-Ebi? Or are they really, like, do they really want that pop of color at their wedding ceremonies and all that? Okay, so you know how to do it. Just go to the voice message icon and click on it and drop your voice messages, and I'll feature it in the next podcast. So for me is ciao ciao. Before then, honey, nose masks still very important, hand sanitizer still very important, social distance still very important, corona is still in town, honey, and of course your PVC. Next year we are gonna ball, because we will be voting the right person and not just a party. So for me to you is ciao ciao. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Vivalicious Kitchen, food for your soul.